Hello? Hello, Travis?
Raymond, please, this is Travis.
Oh, hi, Travis. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Okay, yeah, one second. My car is just outside the coffee shop and it hijacked the call when I was standing. I assume that's what happened when I couldn't hear you.
I think so. Yeah,
Okay, I
so.
can hear.
Okay, perfect. I like your idea standing outside the coffee shop.
Yeah.
That
Well, I'm in
That
New
sounds
Hampshire
really
visiting family right now, so you get
I
up late,
figured because
you know.
I didn't ask you why you were in New Hampshire, but I was thinking about it this morning and I thought, oh, he said that he couldn't talk when he was for dinner with his parents. So I thought he's probably visiting his family. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's where you're from originally?
Yeah, I actually came up because I'm part of a lawsuit. I went to juvenile hall when I was a kid, and there was a lot of abuse there. And
Oh no.
yeah,
That's
so
horrible.
Tuesday I got to sit down with the judge and tell my story. It's not actually the judge, it's a former judge who's been appointed by the state of New Hampshire as an arbiter to listen to all the stories. And he is basically the one that decides how much money you should get in this settlement fund. They created a settlement fund so that they wouldn't have 1,500 lawsuits. I mean, there are 1,500 lawsuits, but so that they wouldn't have to take all of them to court. Like, you have the opportunity to sit down with him, and then he'll make you an offer, and if you accept it, then it's over.
Oh, got it. Okay. So you already pled your case, so to speak. When do you find out?
45 days.
Okay. Well, that's kind of exciting. I'm sorry you went through abuse and no amount of money would fix that, but at least, you get some type of compensation from it, So
Yeah,
that's a
30
little
years
good news.
later. Yeah,
Yeah, that's
30 years later, it's
amazing.
like you never thought anything would happen. So that's something.
Yeah, one of my daughters works for juvenile probation, and we're in Orange County, California, and she said the juvenile hall down there, it's like a picnic to the kids. They are so nice to them and they feed them. But I saw in the
Really?
news that the juvenile hall in Downey, California, which is LA County, they were shutting
Yep.
it down due to abuse. So the same thing. They said that there was so many allegations of abuse with the correctional officers there. And I was like, wow. So I asked her right away, is that your jurisdiction, Downey? And she said, no, that's LA County. So I'm like, wow, it's
Wow.
amazing how, yeah, I don't know how stuff like that could go on, especially when they're juveniles. You would think that there's enough parents visiting and stuff that someone, would know sooner, So,
Yeah.
yeah. But in any case, I wanted to tell you, everything's good with your account. I got the account reinstated. I had the technicians do some extra performance checks and even weekly posts that they're setting on your Google Business page. The 2 weeks was applied on the back end. The only thing I wanted to ask you, Travis, is that when and if you guys continue on May 24th, do you want to
Yep.
keep the same package you have now with the Facebook ads for $249, or do you think that since Harley's doing her own Facebook ads, you'd rather take them off and just do the $199 a month? Or you could decide that closer to May 24th if you want, and if that's the case, I'll just keep the package the same. You know what I mean?
Right. If we took it off, would there still be anybody that we could talk to if we had issues with our Facebook ads? I mean, we've got a Go High Level support team. I don't know if you're familiar with
Yes.
Go High Level. It's a CRM. Okay. So that's who we're using for our CRM is Go High Level. And,
Okay.
you know, they've got a, I think it's a 24-hour support number where you call in and you get into a queue. You're in a lobby, and I mean, they seem pretty big because it's like when you go in, 8 or 15 other people that are in the queue, and you're waiting for a meeting, a Zoom meeting with one of the techs. And, you know, so they're able to walk us through a lot of the stuff that has to do with Go High Level. Our Facebook ads are supposed to be running our clients directly to the CRM and sending us notifications, and we've got to sit down with them because even though we thought we fixed it and we did a test run and we got notified, now we're not getting notified. So, you know, we've got them for that, but they are only on the receiving end of those ads, if that makes sense.
Oh, I see.
It's when the people fill out the form and are talking to us that we have guidance from them as far as what's going on with the lead. But as far as putting the ads together, I mean, like, for instance, one of the things that they were able to do, or maybe it was you guys that did it, was we were having a really hard time getting the geotags to isolate our ads to the area that we wanted them isolated. They were going to Minnesota and Florida and all these other places. And Harley got on the phone with somebody, either you guys.
We didn't do anything with your geotags, right? But we did, during the client interview, ask you specifically where you want us to run ads for, and then we set our ads up accordingly. So to answer your question, if you took the Facebook ads off and then you called in and you had some type of a glitch with running them yourself, I know as a courtesy, they would, you know, help you and assist you and, you know, go through that call. But if it became extensive support wise, they would want to do that for an additional fee. It's kind of like sometimes people hire us just to do a website, right? And we charge $2,500 for the website plus $49 a month hosting. And then within that, if they want to do, you know, some basic updates, we include it, right? But if it's extensive updates where they're on the phone with the tech team for, you know, 6 hours a week or something like that, then they're like, hey, you have to now, you know, move into a $129 a month package because that's extensive, you know. So I would say, you know, play it by ear, see how it's going with the ads between now and then. And if Harley is even hitting any glitches, you know, that she needs assistance with, by then she might say that, you know, everything's fine and, you know, she has it down to a science and maybe, you know, she doesn't need much support on it. Well, if that's the case, yeah, then take them off and do it on your own. But what concerns me is that you say the Facebook ads that you're running through them go to Go High Level, and I don't understand why they have to be a middleman between you and the lead. I don't understand why the leads can't come to you directly. You know what I mean?
No, they can. So, what we're using Go High Level for is the pipeline. We're using Go High Level for the pipeline to track the leads.
Because I thought you said like they're like funneling them out to you or something, but they go to them, and I was like, that's kind of strange. Why would they have to get involved? But I see they're creating a pipeline in an organized way because they're a CRM. I get it, right?
Right.
Okay, got it. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, so I mean, between now and then, it might be, you know, where, you know, you don't even need the Facebook ads through us because she's doing them, you know, successfully on her own. Or she might get so frustrated and say, you know, I'm spending so much extra time doing this, it would be nice to just, you know, have Local Splash take the reins and we just do the ads through them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So either way,
so since,
yeah, whatever.
Since we already paid for the Facebook this round, is there a way for you to set it up?
Running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so is there a way to set it up so that it continues running till the expiration and then we downgrade to the $200 package?
Absolutely. That's what I'm asking.
Any questions that we have worked out?
I can set that up where as soon as the budget for the Facebook ads runs out, that when and if you renew on May 24th, they would charge you just for the Google optimization, the local SEO services, making sure that Ramos Trees is found on the first page of the results, not only, you know, on the computers, but also, you know, the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice activated.
Yeah, that's the bigger, thing that we were looking to have go,
Yep, 1,000%
local
bigger.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying, like, yesterday, I'm like, man, it's great that you're running Facebook ads and you're doing so much time and energy and money there, but the bread and butter is going to come from Google, you know? So
and,
that's
well,
why
right,
I was like,
and right
yeah.
now, mm-hmm. right now, I am getting 75% of our leads through the Facebook ads. And we've been,
right. you
we've
have
been
to,
swamped at $50
yep.
a day.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, so you have a big budget with Facebook to run the ads then, or with Go High Level, right?
Like $50 a day.
Okay. And is it panning out, or you're getting some solid work out of it, or is it kind of hit and miss?
No, we've come up on almost 200 leads. We had one campaign that had 77 before it shut off, one that had 66. I just got up, and overnight, this one went from, you know, our latest ad went from 29 to 32. I've got three customers I've got to call this morning.
Okay. You know what? Don't renew with us then with the ads on. You have a big enough budget where you're going to get results through them. I would say we'll let this batch of ads run out that you've already paid for. And once they run out, I'll set the billing for next month at just the $199 package. That way, at least you're saving $50 a month with us. You know what I mean? And then,
yeah.
If you change your mind, I'll put it in the notes that you could still upgrade and, you know, do the $100 worth of Facebook ads and, you know, do it for $249. But why worry about that now when you have such an extensive budget you're doing on your own? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, ultimately, as a business, you want to limit cost, right? Clearly.
Yeah.
So that's what this
exactly.
that's what this whole experiment is seeing if we can get up high enough in the rankings that we get enough phone calls without, you know, or if we reduce that to $25 a day or something like that, you know, and it's enough to keep us busy. And then our goal, when I get this money, they got 45 days to make me an offer and then 30 days to cut the check. So when that happens, the plan is to, right now we've basically got two crews, but our ability to put two full crews in the field is tough because like we've got one blower and you really need a blower for each one. We need a couple more chainsaws. Another dump trailer that's like $8,000 or $10,000. So when I get this money, I plan on outfitting the second crew. And as far as the management of my company goes, if we get to the point where we have enough leads and equipment, we've got enough people. If we get enough leads and equipment to put two full crews out there, I mean, that literally basically doubles the management's income.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
So if we can get
then
there,
you and Harley can go on a beach somewhere in Tahiti with a little coconut and an umbrella in your drink, and the two crews.
Yes.
Could be running everything. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. You know, and but also then we're making enough profit that
yep.
in a very short period of time, we could outfit a third crew.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
and with a third
cool.
crew, all that we would need is another climber. So it's like we've got the manpower, and obviously in order to expand, you need workers, you need jobs, and you need equipment. And as long as we've got workers, customers, and equipment, we can expand as much as the customer demand is, you know, and the more crews that are out there, the more money all of us are making, and the more people
yeah.
we're employing, and the more, you know, the business model.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But
so
reducing overhead is important.
To mention something to you, I don't know, have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed?
Yes. The Google Guarantee.
Google Service Ads.
Yeah, so that was the thing that we were having a hard time getting. That was the thing that we were having a hard time getting certified for, not the other one that you said we already are.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, the Google Guaranteed, you have to pass the background check. So that makes sense if you were having a hard time with something, because they'll usually use like a third-party company and they'll go in and they'll check everything. So maybe, like you said, okay, well, I was going to mention it to you because we offer it as well. But I think if you were having trouble, you know, getting, you know, that process up and running,
well,
the reason that we were having the trouble for that,
it wasn't the background check. It was because my stuff's over 20 years old, and
of course
it doesn't come up anymore. The reason that we were having trouble was because the official LLC is Ramos Lawn and Tree. Well, I think he's officially changed it now to Ramos Tree Services. What I've put out there for Facebook and whatnot is Ramos Trees. I created a Facebook and a website independent of his LLCs in order to separate the leads, because I'm being paid off commission on the leads. So I don't have a certificate of understanding or whatever it is that basically says that Ramos is licensed and that Ramos is insured, right? Like, I don't have that in my name. So in order to do that, it would have to be under the company's name. Now, right now I'm a percentage partner that gets paid based on sales. When I get this money and I invest $20,000 or $30,000 into the business, I will then become a full partner, and it won't matter where the leads are coming from, I don't think. When that happens, then everything could be put in the actual business's paperwork and its name. And so then I think it might be easier to get Google Guaranteed.
When everything's, the paperwork wise, everything's tied into you. I get it.
Now, Increase ROAS said that they could, no, not Increase ROAS, one of the other companies, the one out of Texas, they said that they could get us Google Guaranteed. But when we started it, basically I was applying to get it Google Guaranteed in Ramos Tree Services' name. So I was basically trying to get my partner's business guaranteed, and it was just a lot of work. He's extremely busy and he's very disorganized, the owner of the company. I love him. He's my best friend in the whole world.
Of course.
But you know, there are these things where he is extremely busy and unorganized, and trying to get him to search through files in order to send paperwork is difficult. You know, but obviously, if it gets to the point where we're partners and I'm telling him, look, this is extremely important, I need this done ASAP, I can push that. He basically puts out fires all day. He takes care of the most important stuff.
Of course. Yeah.
And that guy there, the one in Texas, if I agreed to the $225 a month that he was paying, which I had, he said that he was going to get me the Google Guaranteed just for the Google Guaranteed price, which is the, I guess it's $50 that you have to pay Google. So I just had to cover that price, and he was going to get the Google Guarantee in. But again, that never happened.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. What I'll do is I'll send you an email on it, for future reference. So if you get the paperwork in your name and you end up doing the Google Guaranteed through him, that's great. But if you wanted to, or if you hit any bumps in the road with them and you wanted us to give it a try, then you can kind of see, you know, how it's laid out with us. But I'll send you an email on it just so that you have it. And the only other option that you would have for future reference would be to run the Google paid ads. Have you heard of, like, the pay-per-click ads through Google?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of pay per click. I'm not a huge fan just because, you know, I mean, I woke up this morning to a telemarketer because I assume because we canceled with you and then resubscribed, I assume that that put me on some list, or maybe not, but first thing this morning calling, hi, we have important news. Your ad is not being seen, you know.
Oh, gosh, wow.
Yeah, and that's what I got a lot of when I did something else. I don't remember what, but.
Be careful with those types of companies because there's a lot of scam companies out there that even when you start ranking with us, they'll call out and they'll say, your Google listing is not up to date. Press 1 to update it or something. And then when you talk to someone, what they do is they say, yeah, we can update the Google listing, but it's going to cost you X amount of money, right? And so you have to know that everything with the Google listing is all free of charge, meaning it's included in our package. You don't have to pay anyone else extra to update it. But some of our customers, they think, oh, our Google listing isn't up to date and I have to pay X amount, and they just do it. And then what happens is sometimes it becomes a duplicate and it hurts the rankings. So just be very, very careful. If you recall, when we set you guys up, we put a security question and answer on file, which is your first pet's name. The answer is Lil Ripples. So anybody that's legitimately from Local Splash, they have access to your security question and answer. So if anybody calls you and says, hey, you have to pay more money for this or that, and especially if it's concerning Google, just say, look, Local Splash is handling it. You have to talk to them. And then if they try to give you the implication that they're with Local Splash, because believe me, I've heard it all over the years where people are like, well, we paid them because we thought it was you guys, you know, then just say, hey, can you do me a favor and confirm the security question and answer on file? And if they can, then that's great. They're legitimately with us. If they can't, then it's not valid, and I would just politely move on. You know what I mean? So, unfortunately, if you're advertising your business out there on Facebook or lead services or whatever, you know, you guys said you had Yelp in the past. So if you're advertising your business out there, a lot of those scam companies will actually get leads by going to Yelp and putting tree services in Oklahoma. That they get like pages and pages of leads and they just call through all of them. You know what I mean? So yeah, be very careful with those types of companies. If it helps you guys at all, we could put a call tracking number on this for you. And the benefit of having the call tracking number is it would eliminate some of those spam calls because like you mentioned, the one you got today was computer generated. So we would purchase a brand new 405 area code number. When people call it, it would forward over to your number, but we put a press 1, press 2 greeting on it. So, for instance, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Both of those options will ring over to you, but if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press 1 or 2, so those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. So
is that the A2P certified number?
No, it's just a call tracking number. Typically, it's a little upsell for an existing client. We charge $300, but for you, I could put it in there, you know, free of charge as a courtesy. But, you know, it would promote that new number on everything. It would be on your Google listing, on the directories, on the Facebook. We would be promoting that new number. And then that way you can track it. You can see. And also the calls are recorded for quality assurance. So, you know, let's say that you got a really good call and for some reason last minute they backed out and they ended up using someone else. And you're like, gosh, I wonder what happened. What did I do wrong? You could go back and listen to it. Or
oh,
you
really?
Can retrieve information from it. Yeah, all the calls would be stored on the dashboard. So I had a client once that was so funny. Someone called him for an estimate, but he was out in the field and he was doing a million things. And he
said, lost
okay,
the number.
Okay, Well, he just said, give me the address, you know. But later he thought, man, I can't find it. I'm so busy. So he went to his dashboard and he listened to the call and he got the address through the call.
Right.
But you're right. Even if it was a phone number, he'd be able to go in and see the phone number on the dashboard too, you know, and listen to the call. So yeah, it's a neat little feature to have. If you want me to, you know, have them enable it, I will. And then other than that, you're all good to go until May 24th. And I already put a note for myself the week of May 20th that I'll go in and, you know, assuming that the Facebook budget with us has run out at that time, I'll just change that, local package for you to the $199. So you don't have to pay double for the ads. You're doing $50 a day on your own. I don't think you would even need that extra batch of ads with us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and to be honest, I kind of questioned, like they told us at the beginning that it was a $99 payment that you guys made to Google, and I thought, I'm paying $50 a day, how many ads am I actually going to be running, and how many calls am I actually going to be getting for $100 a month versus $100 every 2 days, you know?
Yeah, you know, the $100, Travis, it's a starting point. Google allows us, because we're a premier partner, to bundle all of our services with the
right.
Facebook ads, so we'll do $100. But some people, they do so well with that $100, they call us back and say, now I want to increase it to $300, or I want to do $500, or I want to do $1,000 a month. So we could always, you know, increase it as we go along. And the same thing with the Google ads. I don't know if you've ever done a search and you say, you know, plumber near me, for example, and then when
right.
you hit enter, there's a couple of companies at the top that say ad next to them. So if you wanted to do Google ads with us, our minimum budget to start those is $300 a month. And that gives you a $9 a day budget. So what they do is they take the $300, they divide it out by the days of the month, they set the cap at $9 a day, and that's a good thing. That would prevent you from getting an unexpected bill because we put a cap on it, right? So
right.
With the Google ads, you can target wherever you want them to run without having an address there. So let's say there's a Beverly Hills type area that's like 30 minutes away and you're not getting that type of a reach on the Google Maps. You could target those specific areas, and each morning your ads would go up in all those areas, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, let's say, for example, the, you know, pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget, after 9 people click on it, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. And again, that's a good thing. That's so that you can manage the budget and not get an unexpected bill. And then the same thing happens with the Google ads. Sometimes people do so successfully well with the $300 budget, they call us and say, now we want to increase it to $500. So you could always kind of play around with it. But for someone like you that's, you know, running 2 crews and, you know, eventually your objective is to go to, you know, sustain 3 crews, it would be, you know, very beneficial for you to start them. And the second benefit to the Google ads is that they can get up and running very quickly. You know, with the local map optimization, because of the extensive programming and hundreds of hours of content creation and, you know, updating everything to be in line with Google algorithms and programming, that process takes 45 to 60 days. Google ads, we say they'd be up in under 2 weeks, but we've had them up and running in 3 days before for people on a special request. So that's the second benefit to the ad. Sometimes people say, like, hey, I want to get things rolling sooner rather than later. So, you know, we can, you know, kind of manage that and get them up quicker. So I think, you know,
okay.
You do very, and then you don't have to pass a background check or worry about any of the rigmarole you went through with the Google Guaranteed. We just start the ads running right away if you wanted to consider that.
Yeah, I really like the whole philosophy of the Google Guarantee, because it was like, with that, you are getting a phone call from a potential customer, and, you know, it weeds out the bad stuff. You know, it sounds good, right? So basically what you guys are doing are you're getting us up in the Google rankings. So when somebody Googles tree service near me, we come up. With the Google ads, what's the difference with that?
The difference is the local map optimization where you're going to be ranking on the first page. It's tied into your business address, which is in Oklahoma City, right? So you'll be on the first page in Oklahoma City, you know, eventually spiderwebbing out into some of the immediate surrounding areas. But again, some people tell me, hey, I want to have a coverage in my entire county, or I want to have coverage in targeted areas throughout my county. Well, you can't get that type of a reach with the maps because it's tied into the, Oklahoma City address. But with the ads, you can target them wherever you like. Sometimes people will double up. They'll run the ads if their listing on the map is in Oklahoma City. They'll run the ads there and have the map listing just so that they have two spotlight positions on the first page. Because if someone clicks on you through the maps, you don't even get charged for that. But sometimes it just adds more credibility when they see, oh, wow, Ramos Trees is up there in two spotlight positions on the first page. This company must be very credible, you know. And so, you know, oftentimes people like to run the ads in the city they're in and then target some surrounding areas. But the second benefit is you don't have that 45 to 60 day time frame to get them up and running. They can get up and running a lot quicker.
Okay. I mean, we've got ads coming in right now. I'm not too worried about it happening quickly. The biggest reason for me as far as seeing results is Harley and just building confidence that what we're paying for is actually doing something.
And that you guys picked the right company this time and not some kind of Mickey Mouse company that's going to be a scam like that other one you had before. Yeah. Okay, let's leave it at this. I just wanted to mention it to you in case you needed it down the road. So I have everything set on this end, and my only question would be, do you want to enable the tracking number right now, or do you want to maybe talk to Harley first? And if you think it's a good idea, you can call me, or which I'll put a note on here that if you do decide for it, they can include it free of charge. That way, you know, it would already be, you know, complimentary for you. But what do you think about setting it up? You want to do it now or kind of hold off on it?
Probably hold off on it. I don't see any reason why to not do it. What are the drawbacks of doing that? Is there any?
There is. We have an app that's set up with the call tracking system, and that app is in a beta stage. So let's say somebody calls you through the call tracking number, and you say, okay, can you send me pictures of your the trees you want done, and then I can send you an estimate, or can you text me your address or something? Well, that information gets texted through the call tracking number and stored on the dashboard. So some people don't like that because they have to say, oh, if you text me your address, can you please write this down, you know, 405-956-478, you know, they have to give the customer another number to text it to if they don't want to have the app on their phone, because the app, they can just go onto the app and see the address or the texts that are coming in, right? But that's the only downside to it. Sometimes people, and I know you said that you don't feel that you're 100% tech savvy. So for you, you might say, oh, I just don't want to take that extra step, right? But if
texting is fine.
It is. Okay, good. Yeah, I figured because when you said that, I'm like, you're more tech savvy than you thought you were, because you conferenced Harley in with me, and you'd be shocked at how many business owners I talk to that don't even know how to do a conference call. So I'm like, he's better than he thinks he is.
Yeah, no, I'm learning. What's difficult for me is more like navigating, when we're Zooming, right? When we're going to have a Zoom call, if it's a link that I can click on and I can get in the Zoom, I'm fine. But if I've got to open the laptop and navigate to, okay, so for instance, there was one time we were doing a Zoom call so that they could get permission to share the screen, and the browser I was in would not allow something. It wasn't compatible or something. And so they're asking me to open another browser, and I understand, like, Chrome is a browser and DuckDuckGo is a browser. But for me, I'm not at a place yet where it's simple for me to back out of where I'm at, click on DuckDuckGo, and navigate back to where I was, because I'm not creative when I'm on a computer screen. I'm very creative in life, but when I'm on a computer screen and I have to get creative and figure out how to do something that's different from the A, B, C, D I did before, then it's hard for me to find P in that regards.
I understand. But, you know, I work in a building full of technicians, and they're so technical that sometimes when I talk to them, I feel like they're speaking Greek, and they all tease me because my personal main email account is an old AOL account that I had ever since it was dial-up and I had to pay for it, and they all tease me and they think I'm a dinosaur, and I have, of course, the Gmail and all of the different formats also. But my main account is my AOL, and I let them tease me because I'm like, look, I like the format. I know how it's laid out. It stores all my old emails. It doesn't give me prompts to increase my mailbox like Gmail does, you know. I'm like, I like it, so go ahead and tease me, but I'm used to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, so I can relate to everything you just said, Travis. It's so funny. You're like, I'm used to the way I do it, my ABC way, and that's fine, and I don't want to navigate and go to different browsers. And, yeah, I totally get it. And our owner is a big Google fan, so he you know, walks around the office sometimes with the Google glasses on, and he has, like, the Google Maps, and he's, like, totally pro-Google. He always has an Android phone because of, you know, the Apple phones use Safari, and he's just, like, totally, totally pro-Google. But it's just so funny because sometimes for years and years and years, I was using on my work computer Firefox as a browser, and every time he'd walk by, he'd be like, you should switch that to Google. He would get real mad. You should be switching that to the, you know, the other browser. And I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. I like it. Everything's fine.
Right.
Now I use, obviously, the Chrome for everything. But back then, he would, like, oh, every time he'd say, oh, why are you using Firefox?
Yeah. Kind of like the iPhone, Samsung debate. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My husband has an Samsung, and I have an iPhone. And what I found is they do exactly the same thing. It's just one, you know, you would have to drag from the top, the other you drag from the bottom. So sometimes it just takes a little getting used to. But they do the exact same thing. Yeah, I'm like, it's not a big deal. So.
Okay, so if I have to call in with any more questions, is there a way that I can reach you?
Yes, and I'll preface that, Travis, to let you know that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming, so there may be times that you call me and I can't help you, but absolutely, I'll text you my direct line right now just so you have it, and if you call me, I can at least get you to the person that could help you if it was something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that would definitely, like, if you're saying, okay, I'm going to send you to Jeremy, he'll take care of that, then I would honestly feel so much better than calling the number and getting somebody and having to explain everything.
Well, just like yesterday while we were talking, I was chatting the Facebook department, and then Kyle got on it, and he sent you guys a test lead. You know what I mean? So it's like that kind of stuff. I don't do the Facebook ads. I can't answer every question regarding that, but I knew that Kyle could, you know. That's why I started chatting him, you know. So same thing, you know, definitely. I just texted it to you. But all of the other text correspondence that we have with your account, they're all going to Harley. Is that the way that you want to keep it?
Say that again.
So all of the other text correspondence from our company with your company, it's going to Harley. That's why yesterday she got the text, Local Splash, Travis, we're forwarding you a new lead from your Facebook ad campaign, and it was that test lead that Kyle was sending, but it those text messages go to her phone. And is that the way you set it up intentionally, or do you want me to switch it where the text messages go to you?
No, that's fine. Technically have access to that email. Text messages? Yeah.
It's for the text message. No. It goes to her phone.
Yeah, no, it's better that way. Her and I got into a thing last night. We're like on the border of getting engaged. We've got
congratulations.
Some communication stuff. Yeah, we're on the border. We're not there yet.
yeah, I get it.
We've got some communication issues that are just almost deal breakers. But you know, last night I just disengaged. I'm in New Hampshire. She's in Oklahoma. And I was like, I'll talk to you when I get home, because she was interrupting you I knew that she was thinking that you were saying what she thought you were going to say when you were saying the opposite. You weren't saying that the first guy we talked to didn't say that. You were saying that what the first guy said was correct and what the second woman said was wrong. And she wasn't letting you finish the sentence to get that out, and she just started going in on, we have it recorded, and ultimately it's because she spent so much time and energy learning how to do this marketing that she really wants to feel like she can just do it herself, but she works for the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health, and she's extremely busy, and, you know, we need help, and she doesn't, and you know, we're moving into a house right now and buying a house at the end of the year, and so she is the financier, she's the money person, and all of these bills do stress her out. I don't value money very much. I'm just like, I'll work harder and make more and we'll pay for it. you know, and so I'll go to the casino.
Yeah, but she sees the bottom line. She sees the overhead, and she's like stressing out. I get it.
And so her main objective yesterday was just canceling. When I told her later, that
you decided to continue with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She texted me back and said, I feel so betrayed right now. It was a thing, and you know, finally before she and I just didn't engage. I told her, I'm not talking to you about this, like this is not happening. I've made the decision. And so finally before she went to bed, she was like, will you please call me, because I was refusing her calls. I was sitting at a poker table and I'm refusing her calls. And she knows a lot of times if I respond, please text me, then I like playing Texas Hold'em, and I'm pretty good at it. I win some days, I lose some days, but, you know, all in all at Texas Hold'em, I do decent. And so I'm sitting there, and I've got like $1,000 in front of me, and I'm trying not to lose it. You know, I bought in for 300, but I'm trying to increase that because there's one really drunk guy at the table that's just chunking money. So I know if I wait until I got the right hand, then I'm going to get all that. You know?
Yeah.
Ended up not working out that way. You know, when I finally got the good hand, he actually had one that was better, and I lost most of the profit that I made yesterday. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I still ended up up some. But nonetheless, she was, she finally messaged, will you please talk to me? I don't want to go to bed fighting with you. And I called, and, you know, she's like, I don't know if it's menopause or what's going on with my hormones, but I just don't want you to be mad at me. And she says, I'm afraid you're going to leave me, you know, because I'm very frank. And at the beginning, I was definitely not into this relationship, but she's proven herself to be a very worthy partner. You know, I love her. She's a sweet woman, but we butt heads sometimes
in
ways that I just.
She's a sweet woman. You know, even though she was very abrupt with me yesterday, it was coming from a good place, right? She was not listening to what I was saying, and she thought I was just another scammer, right? So the more I tried to explain it, the more angry she was getting. But she had a good intention behind it. I just wish she would have just taken a second to let me explain it, you know, which is kind of good that you ended it, because it kind of deflected everything right there. You know what I mean? And that's why I called you back, because I'm like, I hope Harley didn't think I was the one that hung up either, you know? So I'm like, I just had to let you know.
He thought I disconnected her.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I thought too, but I just wanted to make sure that, like, everybody knew, like, I wouldn't do that, you know? People sometimes say nasty things to me on the phone, and I would never hang up on anyone. Sometimes I have to say, okay, well, politely, I have to move on, you know, have a nice day or something, but I would never just out of the blue hang up on someone. So that's why I was like, I wanted to let you know that. So, but, and I guess it all worked out. So, cause I mean, you guys will be very happy with this, and let her know too, you know, especially when it changes to the $199 package. What is that, like $6 a day you'll be spending to increase your business? It's nothing like the budget that you have with it. You know, it's a drop in the bucket probably compared to everything that you're paying for marketing. So it's not something that, you know, like you say, you're going to have to go and take out a loan to sustain, you know.
Yeah.
So, but that's cool that you like poker on a side note, because I'm very good at Texas Hold'em too, but I do it online sometimes, and it's not real money, but I'm so afraid. Every time we go to Vegas, I walk around, I look at the poker tournaments, and I'm like, I want to join it, I want to join it, I want to join it, and then I just always get like so scared to do it, but I'm like, man, one of these days I'm going to try it, because I just, the one thing that held me back is one time I went, and we were at Resorts World, and they said, they said the buy-in was like $160, and I'm like, that's awesome. That's not too bad. You know, I'll put that on the line for a night of entertainment, you know. So I was ready to join it, and then they're like, okay, well, it starts at 7, and you're going to be here till for 5 hours probably if you keep, like, if you make it to, like, the final table. And then I just thought about it, and I'm like, because I think we were only in town for maybe one or two nights. So I'm like, I can't just sit here for 5 hours and play poker and my whole family's waiting for me, you know?
Right.
So, so at that time I thought I better not, but I thought, you know, we do go sometimes, stay for 3 or 4 days, you know? So on a situation like that, I just have to get up the nerves to do it. But I did it once for a fundraiser for like my son's football or something when he was young. And it was so funny because, the buy-in, I think, was $25, but everybody got, like, the same amount of chips, and I think there was, like, 100-something tables, and, you know, I made it to the final table, and I was shocked because it was actually with people, and I just played, like, the dumb blonde role that I didn't know what was going on because, you know, I was like, wait a minute, maybe you can help me. Why do I have to bet, and what's the blind, and what's the small blind, and, well, now you have to put in half, and, well, why do I have to do that, and, well, see the dealer chips here, and everyone was explaining it to me, but they kind of got on to me at one point because I had four aces. I had a pair of aces, and there was a pair of aces on the table, and I was just, like, playing, like, so, like, scared, and, like, I would try to, like, raise somebody, and I'm, like, looking at it like I didn't know what I was doing, but when I flipped my cards and I had the four aces, everybody started, like, coming on to me, like, oh, she knows what she's doing. Because I thought if I go crazy and just out of the blue, just go all in, like, they're going to all know, like, wait a minute, she's too excited about this. She has something, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there's times that I'll be playing people and I've got the lock. One of my tricks is, if it's like after the flop or after the turn, so it's before the river. Actually, I did this once after the river where I bet big. I bet big, and then I'm watching the person I'm against, and I'm waiting. And as soon as their eyes come up and make eye contact, I look away like I'm nervous.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting there thinking, as soon as he looks, as soon as he looks, and he looks, and I look away and start fidgeting. Just lightly,
I love
real
it.
Slight fidget, and it makes them go, damn, my
He's
instinct
nervous.
Says that they're nervous. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
You
can That's
only do that
good. That's good.
It's
like, yeah, you know what? When I go to Vegas and I actually get the nerves to do it, I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going to... But again, like you say, it has to be in the slightest way. If you're too dramatic with it, they're going to know, you know? So it has to be very, very, that's awesome. So,
but
I enjoyed talking to you.
Your market is money that you're chalking up to entertainment. You know, okay, I'm going to spend $200 for entertainment tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what, you know, for years and years I'd go and I'd watch the people playing the slots or the tables and I was, like, so scared to even try it. And then I started thinking, like, wait a minute, how much is a show ticket? I would spend more money going to a show tonight. And if I could put $100 on the line and be in the casino for a couple of hours and have fun, like you said, it's entertainment. Why not, you know? So as long
you know
as I...
Good? You know what's good also is the Headhunter bounty tournaments. If you ever see a bounty tournament, what that means is like, okay, so you might put up $150 to get in the tournament, but every person that you knock out, you get $50.
No way.
So the payout at the end is less. You know, you're not, damn, that dude just backed right into that guardrail. I mean, fast. He was only inching, but it's like, he must not have a camera on the back of that truck. But then, so they've got the tournaments where the payout for the final table is lower, but every person that you knock out, you get $50. So if you can knock out one or two or three people, then you're getting at least some of your money back before you get knocked out, you know?
Yeah, that's, I like that one. I wrote that down in my notes, on my cell phone. So next time I go, if I see it, I'm definitely going to enter that one because that way at least you're recouping, you know, I know I could get if you get $50 for each person you knock out, I know I could recoup the money that I entered the tournament with. But I know, you know, even when I play online, sometimes the cards are coming and other times they're not. You know,
exactly.
It's like sometimes like every hand you turn, it's just getting better and better and better. And then other times I'm like, man, I can't get a good hand for the life of me. I don't know what's going on, you know, so you just never know with poker. So, and then sometimes people will bet big even on the online and you can't read them like you can in person. But I'm just like, well, I have a pretty decent hand and I normally wouldn't, you know, match them on this, but I guess I will. And then you see that they have like a two and a three or something and they were just bluffing, you know? I'm like, man.
Right.
So, but
alrighty.
Okay. Well, you got my text, right? With my number?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So you have my direct line now, Travis. So if you need anything, call me. And then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week. Okay.
All right, Tina. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your time.
I appreciate you as well. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.